escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Like boss man D-Lo, though, that's my boy.
I had just mentioned
Big Za.
Our boy Kevin, kicking it with Kevin. Hopefully he gets his contract extension done here pretty soon, because putting a halt on the whole company here. You can check out Kyle Mattson, who goes by the name KM. Over at 106.5 The End tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
I don't have a contract.
The Saturday comeback. Yeah, that's not how it works on the FM side. Like, good. Yeah, no, go do it. Yeah, no, we'll figure everything else out later. Just go on and do it.
That's not how it works on the AM side either. So.
Yeah, well.
At least that's a passion project. I'm enjoying that. Complex is being very helpful. And I want to be good at it. I want to be really good at it. And so I'm trying really hard, but I'm enjoying it. I see it as work.
That's great. At some point, and I'm not discouraging you whatsoever, because this is your baby right here.
Mm-hmm.
Your passion can be drained.
Like, oh, no, totally.
Pause.
I was just about to ask.
Play on. Yeah,
okay.
Play on.
Just like, play on. If I would have said that.
It's a play on. If you had said, like, a person... could do that.
Oh, well.
Then it would be like, oh, that's... Oh.
No, I don't know, man. Your passion can be drained as well.
Nah.
That song will not be on the Saturday Comeback hosted by KM tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, 9 to 10 on 106.5 The End. You can listen on the Odyssey app. You can listen on the iHeart app if you want it to work. And, of course, you can listen on 106.5 The End as
KC
well.
KC Saturdays and D-Lo Sundays as well. Go check them out.
Oh, you got D-Lo Saturdays on jams. It's another passion project, Kyle.
Casey Saturdays lasts for 19 hours.
Yeah.
I will get in my car.
You want to know how that happened?
7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to get coffee. I'm like, oh, Casey, let's go. 102.5.
Can I tell you how that happened?
Yeah, because then it's 6 p.m. I get in my car. I'm like, why is Kenny still on the radio?
That's a shoot. Here's what happened. They had asked, Complex had said, hey, I want to spice up the weekends a little bit. And I think instead of you guys doing shows together, you know, KC has one show, D-Lo has the other. KC, you take Saturdays because D-Lo, you're on jams on Saturdays in San Francisco. So you take Sundays here on 102.5. Great, no problem. 4 hours, it's laid out. Easy work, no big deal. Month later, he comes in and he tells this long story about a phone call and an animated conversation and a whole bunch of words. And ultimately, it ends with him saying, yeah, Tosh doesn't want to do weekends anymore, so you guys are going to do six-hour shifts. And then he leaves.
True
you
story.
You can just do that? Just say, I don't want to do this anymore?
True story.
So apparently, some people can do that. Oh. I've never tried to execute those words before in this building.
Monday.
Well, Monday it is. Monday
TikTok.
It is. TikTok. My contract expires at, I can't say 6:59 on Monday.
Aaron's going to be at your doorstep at midnight. Mm. I was there at midnight waiting for them.
Free agency started at 9, Magic.
You know what's going to be messed up is when you find out that Kevin's contract's not due till like February.
No, what'll be messed
and
up?
We really got to get this done.
Is when we find out Kevin's contract isn't due till February, and we just want to make sure he has everything he needs. We just want to make sure Kevin's taken care of. And I was at Wake Up Call Live. I heard the pop when Kevin came out, and it's like, all right.
He's him.
So I get it.
He's him.
I get it.
The 106.5 The End comes in very well out where I live. I have so many friends. Every time I'm on that show, I will have a different person I haven't talked to since high school. Mm-hmm. Which I'm like, oh my God, I just heard you on the Wake Up Call. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I worked. Do you know Kevin?
Oh, every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Kevin.
We'll be out with, people will approach Katie. Like, Katie gets approached everywhere.
Good.
You good?
Yeah. I just know what's coming. This is going to be so funny.
Well, no, people will approach Katie everywhere. It's like being out with KC. Like, when I'm with KC, they run to Kenny.
Right, of course.
When I'm out with Katie, I just hang out with people who are significantly more famous than me.
That's the move.
I go out with Katie, and they'll run up to Katie. Oh, my God, I love you so much. I love listening to you guys. I love Kevin. Where's Kevin? And we all love Kevin. But there are people who can do this and be forgettable. Like, you can't. Mm-hmm. You could be forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin is not forgettable.
You will not forget Kevin.
You will absolutely not forget Kevin.
He's a star.
If I found out tomorrow that Kevin was the highest paid employee in this building, I'd have no problem with it.
I would just accept it.
I've seen the reaction to him by a large group of people.
Yeah.
And that's the game.
Yep.
As long as Katie's second, I'm perfectly fine with it. But Kevin is a different animal.
He is an absolute superstar.
The other guy on that show needs to go down to hourly, though. Go ahead.
Well, dang. Right? I was going to say a joke, but...
Oh no, that was a joke. That was a ha ha too. That's all funny games.
So we were talking about Kevin.
That made Kyle really uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable right now. Hey, Devin Carter, am I right? Oh.
You know who the Devin Carter of this building is?
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It's Paul Marshall.
No.
They got the same hair.
No, oh, man. Oh, my God. Paul Marshall's hair is way better than Devin Carter's.
That's facts.
Well,
that's
Paul facts. Got a lot more than Devin got.
Man. When I'm preparing for my show on Saturdays, his voice tracks are still in the system.
Mm-hmm.
From his show, from when he does his show live. And I go back and listen to him because they're hilarious. Even if he's not being funny, he's not trying to be funny. I'll just go listen to every single voice track from his 2-hour show.
Yeah.
If he's ever on my stories or something like that, like at least one person, is that Kevin the intern? You know Kevin the intern?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
All walks of life.
And what's so great about Kevin is he is not like a polished radio show host. He's just Kevin.
Yes.
Look, Kevin, the only thing you really have to do, say the station. Just say the station and then just be Kevin. Yeah. And at this point, the way ratings are done, you don't really even have to say the station anymore.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't Everybody matter. Knows. So just crack the mic and be Kevin.
That's it.
And it works. And it's not smooth. It's not. It's not like radio. Hey, this is a radio guy. It's right. Like, who is right. this?
Right. That's why I started listening to the voice tracks, because I don't know how to do FM radio. Yeah. We did a 4-minute
and you turned to Kevin.
Right. Well, I figured, hey, he's done this for a while. He does his own show. And so I listened to the first voice track and I'm like, not a lot to glean from that. No, not a lot to get out of that one. Let me go to the next one. Oh, they're all like this.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just all.
That's Kev.
So I found one later in the show. I'm like, oh boy. All right. I'm not taking any notes.
Yeah, that's Kev, man. He is special. You did a great job, though.
Did I?
I heard your very first break. You did a great job. I mean, I heard your whole first show.
Sure.
But your first break, you did a very good job.
Good. I'm glad.
I didn't even know the show was happening. And so I saw your shirt. And then I saw something though. I don't know. I guess I didn't know until like
Kevin
2 weeks
post
ago.
About it. Maybe you'll see it.
That's a hey. Did you do a hit today?
With them?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you were probably. Yeah,
I was in here.
Yeah. You should make that a regular thing, or they should make that a regular thing.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna listen to it either on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app because that's where I'm at now too.
Yeah, because the iHeart app works.
True. See, everybody says that. I've never had a problem with the Odyssey app.
How long? But what's the longest period you've listened to the Odyssey app before? Do you know?
Oh, lie.
Hour and a half max.
Nice.
Okay, good for you. Good for you, because I listen a lot. I've had to close that app so many goddamn times
I'm
and reopen it.
I'm the only one that seems to not have problems.
Oh, man. That app, that app tries to destroy my will to live.
Download the free Odyssey app today.
Yeah, do it. Hey, salute. Thanks. We appreciate
it.
We don't care. I don't care where you listen. Just listen. Yeah. I'm just glad Odyssey finally went, this isn't going so great.
Remember when they tried to have us go live?
I don't know this for a fact, but I believe we're the only dumbasses that ever did that. They pushed this like it was so important. We need you guys to go live. It'll be exclusive on the Odyssey app. You know, we really think we could do something. Like, we're communicating with the people in Philadelphia where our corporate offices is about to do this. And so we do it, and we have the immediate follow-in was, well, I tried to log in and couldn't. Well, I couldn't hear you guys. Well, Miss P was trying to listen in D.C. It geo-blocked me. I don't know. And then we'd get an email. Hey, guys, that went great, but it doesn't look like you actually ended the stream. Nah, bro, we ended the stream. I assure you we're not live right now. To the best of my knowledge, no one ever did it again.
This is all true.
It went great. We're never doing it again.
Hey guys, we're running some tests here on our Odyssey Live thing. I got a great idea. Why don't you jackasses run those tests before we tell our audience to tune in for this exclusive show that you can only get on this app?
Oh man, that's exactly
also,
how it played
has
out.
Anyone decided what an Odyssey is?
Bro, the fact that they run promos for Odyssey, and they still we're what 5 years into the rebrand?
Sure,
4 or 5 years
roughly,
in.
Yeah,
we still have to spell the name at the end.
Yeah,
that's Audacy. Like, man.
And you wonder why all of these people were fired.
It's part Audacious, part Audio, part Odyssey.
Yeah,
Odyssey, or something.
Odyssey refers to a bold or daring quality. Often seen as shocking or rude.
Is that Odyssey or Audacity?
Oh.
God damn it.
No, look. Look, I put in Odyssey, and they came up with Audacity.
Oh, in the AI version. Come on, Kenny. God damn it, man.
They just, and look, even Google was like, you didn't spell it right. Google didn't even tell me. You know, usually they mean like, don't you mean that? They just said, nah, you couldn't have possibly spelled this, what you're trying to say.
Google was like, you idiot.
It does. It's like, we know.
And it's Audacity.
Honestly, the audacity of Google to do that is crazy.
I didn't even pay attention. I was like, oh, yeah, Odyssey. Like, everybody's going to give me a
I was like, that said, sounds like the definition of audacity.
As the one that got me is when it said rude. And I was like, rude? Why would it?
Odyssey isn't a word.
Yeah,
these
it's
people,
part audio.
These people created this word and were like, let's call our company this. Some new people came in and said, who is responsible for this? You, and you. Great. You're all fired.
Odyssey, in this sense, sounds like a joke I would make that you would get mad at on the radio.
Well, yeah, probably.
Like, that's the best they could come up with. They did a whole rebrand.
Or, you know, to be fair to you, it could be the phone. It could be through text.
That's a good
could
point.
Could be on, like,
that's
you do
point.
That
if
regularly.
If I make a trash joke.
Yeah.
That's
fine. I liked your, speaking man. Of, I got a chuckle out of your how do you claim the athletics in Arden Mall?
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. Don't Sears. No longer
was,
have Sears.
That was funny.
All right, Peter the Sears at Arden Mall. Spent a lot of time there.
I think JCPenney's is gone too. I think. I don't know. But they're gaining two other stores.
The Arden Mall is?
Yeah. Oh. Never heard of those stores.
Make them safe.
I thought someone said there was going to be a sporting goods store that I'm not saying.
Are there still sporting goods stores? Oh. Well, there's Dick's Sporting Goods, yeah. Is there Big Five? Is that
Big
still
Five still around? Yeah.
I was at
yeah.
Big Five last night.
You need some cheap running shoes. Hit Big Five, bro.
And recently did some baseball pants.
Oh, that's a, yeah.
You got Dick's Sporting Goods down, I don't want to say down the street. That's they're that's about, Delta Shores, right?
Well, Dick's Sporting
Kenny
Goods.
Kenny owns that whole.
Right.
I don't own that. Dick's Sporting Goods will be a little more expensive. So if I went to go get baseball pants from there,
well,
it'd be like $30. If I want a Big Five, I might get it for $20.
Jazz said Reese got a $400 baseball bat.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the icon joint. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. And those bats.
She
only
posted
last,
this
like, a
meme.
Year.
It was pretty funny. She said, "Not me stepping out in my dress from 2012 while my son strikes out with a $400 baseball bat."
That's the truth. Oh man, it's killed. And the bats only last like 12 to 15 months.
Oh
and
yeah,
then
for
they,
sure.
What?
Then they
lose
crack.
Their pop. They lose their pop.
And that's how they. Yeah. That's how you keep buying them.
Facts.
If they last forever, you'd never buy a new one.
That feels like a terrible investment.
You got to do it, though.
You got to.
Oh, my God.
You got to do
it. Though, even though they've done real studies where it doesn't matter that much.
It doesn't feel like. Have you
John
ever watched
Poles
the base?
His softball bat was $300?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I bet John Poles rakes at softball,
I bet.
By the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's 6'11".
6'14", actually.
That's okay. And a half.
Yeah.
If you,
oh, yeah, sorry.
If you want a good bat, I don't think you can get one for less than 300.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In baseball.
Well, I don't want
softball.
A good bat then.
Baseball or softball. You gotta show them out. But have you guys ever seen the Baseball Bat Bros, their videos?
No.
They're the well, it's one guy. And I think he's got a team of guys that, like, do cameras and pitch and all this other stuff. But he tests out all these bats. And he might have played college baseball or something. He played some type of baseball. But, man, he tests out, like, the icon. And he'll go to different ballparks. Like, now it's gotten so big, he's done a test in Oracle Park or Petco Park. And he just hits these bombs with these balls. He hits like 490 feet.
Wow.
Like he hits these bombs.
It's really so funny how fast the ball disappears.
Yeah, I don't ever see the baseball.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah. You seen the one with Fernando Tatis? I think it's a spring training. They gave him a metal bat.
No.
Bro, I bet that thing hasn't landed yet. He hit it so far.
Who the first who hit the furthest home run at Sutter Health Park this year? Like not
Oh, it's Denzel Clark.
It had to be Denzel Clark. What was that?
Yeah, 487, I think.
Well, I was going to say
472.
Not necessarily by the measurement, but just like you looked at it and you're like, this has to be the farthest home run all year.
The one Tatis hit against.
That's what I thought, too.
He hit that to Galt.
That was a but they say it's not the farthest.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I thought Kurt's walk-off against the Astros was a
That was a tank, too. That was a tank.
Because he hit the back of the lawn, and if you've been out there, that's a long way.
Yeah.
And it was like right center field.
Yeah.
It wasn't even dead right.
Well, see, that's why I don't understand anything. That day Denzel Clark hit that home run was the day I was at the Mariners game. Mm-hmm. And Cal Raleigh hit that.
Oh, where did that one go? I still.
They said that was like 402.
Right, stop.
I was like,
stop.
There's no, how is that even possible? Stop. 402.
Do you know what's
that ball went to the upper deck?
They are lying
easily.
So there's calculations, right? It's launch angle. It's the speed of the pitch coming in, or excuse me, the exit velocity on the back going out, and then they judge. Okay, what's the distance and this and there's wind factors. They could be lying. I want the Statcast job. I want to be the guy who's like. Oh my God, like the Tatis one. I'm like, that's 490. That was a bomb.
He hit that one so far.
Yeah, he did.
I'm looking at Clark's again. Now, there's no way Denzel's was farther. I know the measurements was, but there's no way it was further.
His was out like straightaway center, though.
Well, the other one that Tatis. Was crazy was Kurtz to center field.
Yeah.
That went like 90% up the batter's eye.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'm looking at, oh my God. Goodness gracious. I just watched the Tatis one.
I think it looks further because he hits it so high.
That could be the case too.
Too
like
high.
It just looks too like high. A Who gives an S? It's gone.
He hit that to the pyramid.
Oh man.
That was a monster shot.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how we got on home runs.
$500 baseball bats. Yeah. I just found a $500 baseball bat
what
over
is it?
At...
Is it the Icon or is it...
No, actually, it was
the Dub.
I close it.
They still do the two-piece bats?
I don't think so.
I hated the two-piece bats.
So I know it's at Dick's Sporting Goods. It's the Dub?
Yeah, the Dub. Yeah, the Dub. Dub go crazy.
$4.99.
The Dub go crazy.
I think that's the most expensive one I found.
The Dub, that's the dude on the baseball.
Yeah, the Icon is on sale. You can go get two of them, Kenny. They're on sale for $4.49.
Oh, they're on sale? Get
one for you and Reese.
Well, not just go now. Get him a drop three for high school.
Yeah,
now.
Oh, the drop three. Yeah, man, I need to. Oh man, that's crazy. And we're gonna do it all again in like a year.
God, that's crazy.
That
is crazy.
I always like growing up. I played travel ball. Not to brag.
He's a baller.
As an adult, understanding what my parents went through to make sure that I had catcher's gear, that I had the bat I wanted, that I had all the gear that comes with it, right?
Right.
And then they're taking their entire weekend to drive me to Modesto or Visalia or wherever to spend a weekend away from their lives so I could play baseball.
Yeah.
That's such a cool thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to parents.
That's what we do. I love it. I don't love spending the money, but I love the tournaments. I love the weekends. I love watching him play. I love as he's on these teams and I know the kids better, like watching them play as well. It's a blast. And then when you get to – and now I don't like the money it costs, but when you get to travel somewhere, when you go to a Vegas or Reno or something like that, like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Ryan's hitting off the tee now. She's hitting bombs, too. I think she's left-handed.
T-ball, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
you said T. I, for some reason, thought she was out there with LeBron golfing.
No. It's about to be on and popping with Ryan. Ryan, she launch angle, that's
she,
all
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, she play angry,
she's
too,
not,
I'm sure.
She's not hitting for contact.
Is this a pillow fight tournament that's on the
– Oh, my God.
I just looked up at the screen and these dudes, what is this?
The Pillow Fight Champion, the PFC?
All right, man. What happened?
All right. Hey, man, it's August 1st, man. Like, hey, we're NFL Network got Trey Lance's game on.
NFL Network is owned by ESPN now. That deal happened today.
Oh, it's official now.
Yeah, it's official.
Okay.
Official.
Okay. Did you see, outside of the studio, did you see any of the Hall of Fame game?
Sweetie.
How long did Trey Lance play?
Every bit of that game, I think he was out right when we left. Mm-hmm. I think he played the first half. Mm-hmm. But, like, he threw, I think, 20 passes yesterday. Yeah. I think he was, like, 13 of – he threw for 100-plus yards. I thought you was going to wear the jersey today.
Oh, I didn't even see the numbers.
I think he threw for 125. Did I say 150?
Yeah, you said 150.
13 of 20, a buck 20, and two tutties.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have counted anyway. You said 150.
Oh, I thought I said 100.
He, when I saw him,
TC threw for 386 yards.
Yeah, right. Right.
This is funny, but I kind of understand it because I feel like I lived through it a little bit. So I saw a tweet where it was, and I didn't see the game, so this could be chatty housed, but they're like, the Lions are now down 34-7 in the Hall of Fame game. Is this a sign of regression?
There's no way they said that. Ain't no way.
Casey said, it don't look like championship football tonight, man.
I did
don't
see.
Look like championship football tonight.
I saw the most Hall of Fame gameplay of all time last night. Punt returner for the Lions. I've never seen somebody muff a punt so bad. Like, usually they get underneath it and it'll, like, go through their arms or hits their face mask or a shoulder pad. This dude stopped. He put his feet down and very clearly saw the coverage coming. And, like, stopped moving his feet and tried to, like, catch the ball out of the air with his arms extended. It was not a good rep for
that
my guy.
That poor brother must have been terrified. What quarter was that in?
Third.
Oh, yeah. He ain't going to see a football field again.
This isn't right either. But have you guys seen the meme that people do for basketball players, NBA players? Where it's this picture of Adam Silver on the phone.
Yeah.
And they go, get ready to learn Chinese.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's messed up.
Talking about the Hall of Fame game, it was on NBC, but we kind of just said this in passing. We're having our fun here in the 3 o'clock hour. I was serious. That deal between the NFL Network and ESPN did go through today. ESPN is expected to emerge with the Red Zone, NFL Network, 7 additional regular season games, the NFL's fantasy football business, and more. As Kyle says, can't wait to see Stephen A. on the Red Zone.
That would be hilarious.
Now, I see DiNucci's going in the game. I know DiNucci can play. I understand. I'm not saying that. I know DiNucci's people. I get it. But do you really want to put him in the game right now? Do you really want to go against DiNucci?
Now, that needs a little bit work. A little bit of work. But the key to Stephen A. is to be really loud for no reason whatsoever. And then all of a sudden,
you're doing good, Stephen A.
And you start talking with a great seriousness because you want people to take you seriously. And then you think, I will fight Kyrie Irving. What are you talking about? I'm Stephen. I will fight Kevin Durant. I will fight both of these because I ain't about that. I ain't about that, all right? And then, you're left wondering, like, does none of that make what happened?
What the hell just happened?
We
asked you about Joe Burrow.
What do you mean?
The thing that was perfect about that was the New York accent only slips in sometimes. It's like only when he does that voice that the New York accent really comes out.
Yeah,
that was good.
There's still approval. I guess the NFL is expected to own up to 10% of ESPN once all of this is done.
They're definitely putting Red Zone on their streaming app, right?
I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. That would be because you can get. How does it? You can get Red Zone as a standalone station.
Yeah. So there's two different Red Zones because Scott Hansen does the real one.
Yep.
And then the dude with the ears does the other one. Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah. Wait. So, okay. So to you. The Scott Hansen one was the real one.
Yeah, because he's way better and not a jerk. Andrew Siciliano, not a nice guy.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. But when you had DirecTV, like some jackasses used to, and you paid for mm-hmm. Sunday Ticket, Andrew Siciliano was what you got. I didn't see Scott Hansen for years because I had Sunday yeah. Ticket for so long on that yeah. sorry-ass network that all I ever saw was Andrew Siciliano.
Oh.
Huh. That's all I knew. I was like, who the hell is this Scott Hansen guy? Then I saw him, and I was like, hey.
I was so anti-red zone for the longest time.
Really? Because of him?
That, no.
Oh.
I said that for the longest time, up until two seasons ago. I just didn't like the idea. I like sitting down, and it's like, all right, I got Chargers-Bears. I'm watching Chargers-Bears today.
Old school. I like that. I appreciate that.
But, man, having red zone on in that 10 a.m. slot, and I've just got coffee, and there's just everything that's happening in every game, yeah. every important thing that's going on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is great. It's the best.
Now, red zone.
I love red zone.
Red zone, absolute game changer. It was a perfect invention.
Utilizing the red zone and the iPad is terrific.
Oh.
That's a great way to spend a Sunday.
Yeah. The killer.
It would be even better if YouTube figured out their multi-view.
Well
if that seems to never happen.
If they figure out
happen.
Their multi-view the sometime within the next 10 years, it'd be even better.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen. The only killer with red zone is when you have a game where it's like Bills or Ravens. The Bills are 11-1. The Ravens are 12-0. And it's the fourth quarter with 14 minutes to go. And it's a one-score game. And then they have to go to Jags-Colts because they're in the red zone.
And it's 35-0.
Yeah, what are we doing? What are we doing? They did that. I think the game was Panthers-Saints last year. They spent most of the time there instead of like one of these marquee games. And I think I came in and ranted about it.
No, you have. You definitely have.
Yeah, that's not.
The thing is, fair. Though, is they're just showing you action typically. And if there's a huge play in that other game that changed the game, if there was a pick six, they're going to go back and they're going to show you the pick six. They're not just going to go back to that game and be like, oh, hey, the Bills are leading now. Like, no, they just go back and they're like, hey, we've got action in Bills Ravens, and they show you the play.
Yeah, how about doing it the other way? How about if there's actions in Jags Colts, show me that play and I'll watch that other game.
Because that's not the purpose of the channel.
One of my favorite things that they do.
You could just watch the game if you want to watch a single game.
One of my favorite things that they do is when they go to a game just quick enough, but they miss the play mm-hmm. and it's pulled back and they act like, and it was here live on Red Zone that the pick six is like, no, I already got the push notification on my phone. What do you mean it was live?
I watched the kickoff on my iPad.
What are you talking about? That's fine.
I get frustrated sometimes with football and people's obsession with the NFL and all this other stuff, but the way the NFL is set up is perfect. Like, it's great. But what I mean by that is the Sunday, the games, the time slots of the games, all this other stuff. It is absolutely perfect.
Since we're here, Kyle, this is a big part of this. This is for you also.
Okay.
The Rams look like an absolute contender to take out Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
or to represent the conference. Mm-hmm. Stafford thing is a problem. Matt Stafford has a lower back issue that they're just kind of like, I don't know. He's week to week.
You're correct.
Are we pretending like this isn't a thing?
You're correct. I want to see what you say, Kyle, but you're correct. The only reason why I'm not thinking about it is because it feels like every year there's an issue with Stafford.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've been watching Matt Stafford play with a broken collarbone and his arm falling off and his neck is displaced. The dude's just a beast.
But it wasn't – Matt Stafford is fantastic, but like last year I don't feel like he went into the season with any sort of issues.
I thought he did, remember, because
– I thought that was the season before.
Last year wasn't the year that his arm was falling like,
I thought that was the year
off.
Before.
It might have been the year before. Oh, yeah, because that was the year a bunch of different – they had like three or four different starting quarterbacks.
I think it was. He did have an issue because we thought Jimmy Garoppolo was going to play against the 49ers.
Oh, I remember that. You're right, but I don't think it was the arm issue that you're talking about.
No, he had an elbow thing where it was like he might need Tommy John, and
yeah. That was the year before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's just par for the course. I just expect Stafford to be playing through some kind of. He's the new Ben Roethlisberger, in that way.
And to your point, it could be legit serious, but us as observers,
he's not even day to day. Like, he's full on. We'll just look at it.
He's 46 years old, and he's got a back thing.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
might be 36.
You could be 100% right it's a serious issue.
Like, he's 37.
Like, okay. Me and Kyle and others are like, all right, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see him in street clothes on the sideline.
Yeah, same.
37.
Come on. The injury thing I'm concerned about is Juwan Jennings. Did you see Kyle Shanahan's answers yesterday?
Yeah.
He said, hey, is there any timetable for Juwan Jennings' return? I don't have one. Is it the same calf he hurt in OTAs? Yes. I'm sorry. So he's hurt the same calf twice. He's been out for almost a week, and we have no timetable. James speculated that this is a contract thing. Or it could be a contract thing. Like, Juwan practiced. He's like, look, I'm here in good faith. Now my calf hurts. I'll see you.
And that's why Kyle was so short and agitated.
Whereas I took it as, hey, this is a very real problem. He's probably done for camp, and we might have a McCaffrey thing in week one.
Oh,
that's
that McCaffrey thing was so bad.
Yeah, that was so bad. Why haven't the 49ers signed Gabe Davis yet?
Because they don't want to?
They literally don't even have enough receivers for these reps. And the guy's just out there. First of all, I don't know why he's just out there like that. It's not like he's Randy Moss, but he seems to be an NFL wide receiver. Why is he just out there without a job?
I don't know what he wants financially. And we do this every year with the Niners, right? It was Justin Simmons at safety, and it was is Von Miller at defensive end, or Joey Bosa, or whoever. Like, we do this all that. They aren't, I think, interested in bringing in guys like that. They'd rather lean on Jacob Cowing and Ricky Pearsall.
Who are both hurt.
And Ricky Pearsall's back.
He is. That's my boy, Jim.
And then Jordan Watkins, a
Slick
rookie.
Slick Rick.
Out of practice today. Man. They might get to Gabe Davis just on their Rolodex. Like, they're just going to run out of receivers to sign.
And just to be real quick, just to be sure, like, Terry McLaurin, there's no chance of that happening with the Niners, huh?
Never say never, but he seems like the exact kind of player they're not going to pay big money to anymore. Like, he turns 30 before this year. He's a really good player, but is he going to be worth $30 million or whatever he wants?
And this is a standoff.
Yeah, he's holding out. Yeah.
He's not even on the odds. The Niners aren't even on the odds for him. Like, the odds are like 10 teams deep, and they're not even on the odds.
Micah Parsons, though, I'm always really conservative with trade stuff. Micah Parsons, upend everything. Like, go get him. Figure out the financial stuff later.
Oh, I got the perfect guy for him.
It's 97.
Trade him.
No.
Trade that guy.
Gerald would be.
Yeah.
Really, that's Gerald.
Gerald Wayne and Nick Bosa together. Oh my God.
Yeah, Nick sits happen. Down day one. He's like, you were there.
Tell me what that day was like.
I can't lie. That was my first thought when I saw Gerald Wayne Jones Sr. This man was definitely keeping black people out of that school in Arkansas.
What did he say? I guess I was there.
I just went to see what was going on. I love the idea. I guess I was there. I love the idea.
What did he say?
I just went to see what was going on.
Like, he was just
there.
Minding his business, like, playing jacks, drinking a pop or whatever they did back then.
What I love is the idea. Well, yes, I guess I was there. Yeah, Jerry. There's photographic evidence of you being there. What are you talking
but
about?
I love that he's like, I guess I was there. I was actually just seeing what was going on. You don't remember being there.
Came to see what all the commotion was about.
Hey, it's
Jerry,
hella funny
it was 1943.
That they...
What do you think the commotion was about?
Hey, it's hilarious that they found him, too. Somebody looking at that picture. Is that Jerry?
You can't even deny that it's him. Like it's that's Jerry Jones.
Somebody probably saw that and thought, God, that kid looks like Jerry Jones, and then started doing math, started doing geography, and thought, wait a minute, hold on, Gerald,
just an inquisitive young mind.
There's Jerry Jones impersonations everywhere.
I personally don't like the injustice.
Well, I took a knee with my players out there on the football field, and I stared right into that NBC camera.
And then I went to Morton's.
Well, I was, hey, I'm standing up for you colors. I mean, you players out there, I'm standing up for you. I'm standing up for you. That's what I was doing.
Me and Dak locking arms. Oh,
Dak's one of the good ones, you know. I guess I was there.
That's crazy.
That was Jerry taking a knee. It was Gerald crazy. For everything else.
Gerald. Oh man. I hope.
Can you imagine holding a baby? Think of a baby and going like, this one's name is Gerald. That's so crazy.
I think the show is over. It is.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, you got like 20 seconds. Can you vamp?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having a long day and hanging out with us.
Of course.
God, Kenny searching audacity.
That was crazy. Didn't even realize that they're like, no, sir, that's not what that is.
The top moment of the first 2,000 shows right there.
Didn't even realize.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you here Monday at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.